नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 9 चैप्टर 4 टेक्स्ट एंटाइटल्ड चैप्टर एंटाइटल्ड अम्बरीश महाराज ऑफेंडेड बाय दुर्वास मुनि। टेक्स्ट नंबर 27। गृहेषु दारेषु सुतेषु बन्धुषु द्विपोत्तमस्य नन्दन वाजिषु वाजिवसत्सु अक्षय्यरत्नाभरणाम्बरादि अनन्तकोशेषु अकरोत् असन्मति। Actually, I forgot to, like, everyone should speak the verse. I directly, so we can, maybe you can chant the verses now, and then we'll go ahead. So if somebody wants to chant the verse, like, माता जी So I already read what the word meaning. I will go for translation. The translation is purported by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Maharaj Ambarish gave up all attachment to household affairs, wives, children, friends and relatives, to the best of powerful elephants, to beautiful chariots, carts, horses and inexhaustible jewels, and to ornaments, garments and an inexhaustible treasury. He gave up attachment to all of them, regarding them as temporary and material. Purport. Anasaktasya vishayan yatharham upayunjatah. Material possessions can be accepted as far as they can be used in devotional service. Anukulena krishnanu shilanam. अनुकूल्यस्य संकल्प प्रतिकूल्यस्य वर्जनम्। In preaching, many things considered material are needed. A devotee should not have any attachment for such material involvements as house, wife, children, friends, and cars. Maharaj Ambarish, for example, had all such things, but he was not attached to them. This is the effect of Bhakti Yoga. Bhakti Pareshanubhava Viraktir Anyatracha. One who is advanced in devotional service has no attachment for material things, for sense enjoyment. But for preaching to spread the glories of the Lord, he accepts such things without attachment. Anashaktasya Vishayan Yatharya Upayunjataha. Everything can be used to the extent that it can be engaged in Krishna's service. Hare Krishna. So, all these verses are glorifying the various qualities of Maharaj Ambarish specifically, and then we can say Vaishnavas or devotees in general, because in Srimad Bhagavatam we hear so many examples, stories and narrations of Vaishnavas one after another. Just like the last chapter, in the ending section of the last chapter, was the story of surrender of Maharaj Bali to Vamandev. So Bali Maharaj was another great exalted devotee. He is one among the 12 Mahajans, Balir Vyasakir Vayam. Although technically I don't think Ambarish Maharaj is in the list of 12 Mahajans, but he is also on the equal level of devotional service. We see both of them are great kings. One may be from the family of demoniac family, Bali Maharaj, apparently, in the sense, in the external dress, he was born in a demoniac family. And Ambarish Maharaj, I don't know exactly remember his lineage, but I am sure that he is coming from a great lineage of Kshatriya kings, great kings, either sun family or moon family. So you see, both of them are rulers, but one ruler is coming from a very kingly or recognized established family. And another is coming from also a recognized and established family, but on the demonic side. And both of them, and here Ambarish Maharaj, he is like behaving as a pious king, and on the other hand, Maharaj Bali, doing his duties, is fighting with demigods, which is not exactly according to the Vedic instruction. In the sense, we are not supposed to fight with demigods, but just because Bali Maharaj was on the side of demons, in the sense he has taken birth there, he fought with demigods and even took their kingdom for some time. So apparently both of their activities are contradictory in nature. But I just found this verse, and when I spoke last time, also there was another verse of similar instructions of Bali Maharaj. So I thought I'll just read it again, because that verse actually has been etched into my memory, although it's difficult to attain that level. But still it has been mentioned over there, so maybe I will read that verse also. Here Bali Maharaj's qualities are being mentioned here. Yeah, in 8:22-26, this verse is very beautiful. Something like here the list of attachments are mentioned. Gruheshu, dareshu, suteshu, bandhushu. Actually this whole verse, at least first three lines and even fourth line, half of them, The three and a half lines of this verse are telling the items in which we can get attached. A house, wife, children, relatives, then Dipottama, what does it mean? In the best, okay, Dipottama, elephants, chariots, horses, maybe we may have to change in the modern context, we can say with the Toyotas, and the chariots and horses have been replaced by all these modern vehicles, but still the attachment is there. Many people, equal attachment. So we may think, how can somebody have attachment for horses and chariots and elephants? But just similarly, we have for our vehicles. In different times, they are attachment, but the point is they are attached to material things. And Vaji, first class horses, and all such things means all things that are required for such things, to maintain these vehicles or chariots. So decorate them, the various decorations inside the vehicle, outside the vehicles, people can get attached to those things. And Akshaya Ratna Abharana, So Akshaya Ratna means jewels who never decrease in value. So just a comparison between the modern jewels and the past jewels. The real jewels are of those items whose value never decreases, like gold, silver, diamond, pearls. And most of the modern jewels are made up of items like plastics and others. The moment they are purchased, the value is lost. If you sell them again, no one will buy them also. Even if you give them free, hardly anyone will accept. The jewels whose values never decrease. And ornaments and dresses. So it's very common. People are certainly attached to the various types of ornaments and dresses. Inexhaustible treasury. In the modern age, such a thing doesn't exist with any rich man also. But actually, Maharaj Ambarish treasury was inexhaustible in true sense. Today you may have credit card, purchase unlimitedly or something like that. But we all know that it has a limit of purchase. We may go up to few lakhs, but certainly not beyond that. So in all these things, it's a great list. We all have something in all this list. We have house and everything. So the point which is mentioned, Maharaj Ambarish gave up attachment to all of them, regarding them as temporary and material. A very similar verse comes while describing Maharaj Bali. And actually there is one point more over here. Janma karma vayo rupa vidya shvairya dhanadi bhi. Same thing. Janma means birth, family. Karma activities. Vaya means age, roop, form, vidya, education, aishwarya, opulences, wealth, dhanadi bhi. So it's the same similar list. But here it is mentioned that if someone has these things but he doesn't have, I'll just read the exact translation of Prabhupada. If a human being is born in an aristocratic family or a higher status of life, if he performs wonderful activities, if he is youthful, if he has a personal beauty, a good education and a good wealth, and if he is nonetheless proud of his opulences, he is to be understood that he is especially favored by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, here the verse is saying, like Maharaj Bali's case, that people may have all these things, janma, karma, vayo, rupam, vidya, aishwarya, dhanadi bhi. So, it has been described if someone has this, but he is not proud, or he is not attached to these things, then that is a special mercy of Supreme Lord. So, you understand what is the real mercy. We all sometimes say that, please be merciful, please pray for us. But here the real mercy is being described as not being attached to material things. And to not being attached to material things is not such an easy job actually. It's easy to speak, easy to listen, easy to describe and hear in Bhagavatam. But to be not attached to anything material from the core of our heart is very difficult. It's just like in Hindi, there is a saying, I don't know how much it is, like khal ukhar dunga, you know, this to remove the skin. So when the skin is removed, it's very painful. Suppose the whole, if we get some small scratch and small portion of skin goes, it's painful. But suppose the whole skin is removed. Previously, some kings would torture that way. They would remove the whole skin of the body. It's great torturous. But actually, all these attachments for all these things are also like that, sticking to our ego. And removing attachments is like peeling off. Peeling off attachment to the house, wife, family, children, elephants, chariots, all such items. So actually, in spiritual life, somehow it is arranged that one by one our attachments are peeled off. It can happen two ways. Either the attachment itself is taken off, the item. That is a little difficult one. That item also goes and the attachment has to be also gone. Sometimes the item may remain, but still the attachment is taken off. Like we may have our family or house or items like vehicles or elephants and chariots. But we may see that they are actually not the sources of pleasure, but the sources of pain. So both ways, so we see that up till the time the items are there with us, they are sources of pain. And when they go away, that time also it's a source of pain. when we have to compulsorily give up these items. So here we see this Maya has made this world so extremely intelligently that everyone is attached to everything, whatever he has or he comes in connection with this world. Every person is attached to his hairs, however beautiful or not beautiful they may be. Every person thinks that he has a very good body, attractive. It may be in the East or the West or Africa or New Zealand or Mongolia or China, as I mentioned one day. No one in this world can think that he is not so beautiful. It's not possible to think that way. He may be black, white, tall, short. He may say, I may not be the most beautiful, but still I am some beautiful. So that means we are still attached to the body. So in this way, all these attachments are there. And we see it may be to anything, small, simple, some ornaments. Here actually this verse gives a very exhaustive list of items. And he says all such items, elephants, chariots, means cars, and all, there are so many attachments of the cars. Something hanging inside, some seat covers, then color of the seat covers, then umbrella, and then some button of the umbrella, how it works. So everything people can get attached to. My umbrella is better than yours. So I am more for... Therefore it is said all such other things. So in this world, Maya has made everything for a soul, for a conditioned soul. She arranges a whole market of things to get attached. This whole world is a market of things, supermarket of things to get attached for every soul. In Bombay city, there are things to get attached for human beings, for rats, for cats, for dogs, for birds, everything. Like when Srila Prabhupada was taking a morning walk, and he found that at one place, the stool or shit of birds has fallen in big number. So Prabhupada pointed to that and asked, what does it mean? In the whole garden, we found that here only all the birds have passed stool. So have they designated that this as some toilet or some area, something like that? The devotees could not answer anything. So Prabhupada says, that means they are attached to this tree. Birds, everyone, they may have attachment to this tree or something. Everyone has attachment for various types of foods, clothes, colors. And the list goes on. Actually, if we see this whole life, although human being thinks, like I am very free to do anything, we are the, in Marathi there is one, tujhya jivanacha shilpakar, they say like that. That you are the maker of your own life. Means we can do whatever we want. But actually if you observe this world, under the attachments, influence of this whole attachments, the man is just simply helplessly living his life unless he takes to spiritual life. And even in spiritual life, he is very careful to not get attached. Because even in spiritual life, there can be some items of attachments coming up. The color of the dress, maybe even in white or in saffron, and the borders, and even how often I shave for Brahmacharya may come. Or those who keep shikha, even the style, the shikha can have various styles. Yeah, there can be various, the way you tie the knot or something like that. So don't think the Maya is going to leave us so easily. Even if somebody may shave up and have a shikha, he may say, I want this thick or I want thin and long. There's so many varieties, and then we identify this is only best because I have it. This type of shikha is the right and the best because I have that type of shikha or something like that. So even in material, even in spiritual life, the Maya is going to bring up all allurements and attachments. Or there are so many things. How many rounds I chant. Even that, I chant 20 rounds. That can be a cause of attachment. Like not the chanting, but the number. If you are attached to chanting, that's good. But if you are attached to the number, then I chant 20 rounds, 2-0, like 4 more than 1-6, then that can also take us astray, possibly. But if you are attached to holy names, that's a different thing. But generally, we are attached to the number 20, 24, or something like that. That's good to begin, but then at one point, we have to go ahead. So in this material world, the people are just continuously living helplessly. We may see they may organize big political rallies, sporting events, car race or make many big bridges or ships or aeroplanes. We should understand that's just happening completely under the control and direction and management of material nature, Durga Devi. We should not be very proud that, okay, see, today man has made rockets so that he can go to space. Actually, all these things are completely orchestrated by Maya Devi. Maya Devi is one who did not give man intelligence for past 100-2000 years to make a rocket. And she is one who is giving intelligence to a particular man here and there to make some discoveries and inventions and to take a rocket away out. And she is the one, whenever she wants, she can stop it. In our basic needs of walks of our life, we are helpless. I was making a point a few days back. We may think that we can do anything we want. I said, we can't do anything. We can't even sleep the way we want. For example, there are some species which hibernate. They sleep for 6 months, like frogs, polar bears. And in Kali Yuga, people like sleeping. Sometimes when you speak in hostel, they can relate. On the weekends, they sleep the whole weekend. They sleep on Friday night and get up on Monday morning. There are some students like that. I said, whatever may be your capacity of sleeping for 20, 40, 80 hours, but can you sleep for 6 months? Like a polar bear does. Now, we are not even independent to... No one in this world can sleep for 6 months. I'm sure. Non-stop. Just like the polar bear. He's just lying down and sleeping. Even if the most intoxicated, deranged person, he may take heavy doses of intoxication and be flat for maybe 5-10 days. But at least after that, he has to get up to take a second dose. He can't go on non-stop. Just like, so we see in our basic things, we may just think, actually we are all helplessly acting under Maya's dictation with all of our unique bodies. And there are temporary things. Therefore, these Vedic scriptures, they tell us this. We might have heard this injunction, Tamso Ma Jyotir Gamaya. Many times in our schools also we have sang this, maybe most probably, Amrutyor Ma Amrutam Gamaya. And what is that? Asator Ma Sadgamaya. So all these three instructions actually point to this one thing which Gita says in the beginning, that give up bodily level of consciousness, give up attachments to this world and come to the spiritual level. Although the meaning doesn't exact, the literal meaning doesn't indicate that. We say tamso ma jyotir gamaya or mrityor ma amrutam gamaya. Mrityor ma means be away from death. Mrityu means death. And Amrut means deathlessness or eternality. So, if for a body or all of us over here, can we actually give up death? Can we say our body is not going to die? Anyone in this world? No one can say. So, if all of us are going to die, then why this instruction is there? Mrityor ma amrutam gama. It's like, that's like something foolish to say, to order something which can't be done. It's the foolishness on the part of the one who is giving order. Like for those who are sitting here in the class, if I tell, jump from, say, here to, or jump from the ground floor to the second floor, without the help of anything, directly, normal jump, like Hanumanji did. So you may say, okay, I will practice for 5 years and then I will jump from here to the second floor directly. Is it possible? Is human being, after any amount of practice, can jump for 4 stories? It's not possible. So if I say jump for 4 stories high to a human being in this hall, it's foolishness on my part to give such an instruction. Similarly, when all of us are going to die, then why this instruction is being given that mrityor ma amrutam gamaya, where the death is sure. Janma mrityu jara vyadhi. On the other hand, Gita says, these things are sure for us. So we see, for a bodily level, it's impossible to go to amrut from mrityu. It's not possible, simply not possible. So again, it is indicating that give up the attachments and come to the level of the soul. That is the indications of all the three sections of this verse. Tamso ma jyotir gamaya. Literal meaning of tamas may be darkness, ignorance. And jyoti, the word literal meaning of jyoti, it also means knowledge and everything, but most prominent first meaning is light. So tamaso ma jyotirgamaya doesn't mean come to where there is light from darkness. If there is, if the load shedding happens or there is no electricity, go to some place where there. It doesn't mean such a simple thing, because ultimately this whole world is a place of darkness. If the sun is not there, moon is not there, this whole world is a dark place. So tamaso ma jyotirgamaya, that means give up ignorance and come to knowledge. Again, which knowledge? Not of all this technological knowledge which may fancy us, all the latest gadgets, the latest thing is coming in that mobile latest which will have everything, iPad or something, I don't know the name, but they are saying so something more will keep on coming. And actually we have found out, many people have now come to the conclusion that these gadgets which have come to save our time are actually consuming more of our time, even for simple things like keeping accounts or writing down some notes or searching them or something like that. It's actually consuming more time. So in Maya, it will go on making. And few days back only, there was some email being circulated that people are so much attached to this sitting on the internet that they don't have time for themselves, for chanting, for reading, for talking with devotees around them. See, it's again an illusion. We have, like Prabhupada used to say, when the car was there, Prabhupada said, what is this? A person may travel 50 kilometers and go and meet a friend when there are so many people around him. Similarly, we may not travel and we may be proud. I am preaching to someone in Kenya and I am talking with someone in Australia. Maybe some devotee or something is required for them. But actually what happens under the pretext or under the cause of taking care of devotees worldwide, we forgot the devotees who are just around us. There may be so many devotees needing your association or your just casual talks around you in this whole city or in this whole hall. And we may say, oh, I'm talking over there and I'm talking over there. Actually, we make an idea. Sorry to disclose it over here. But we had one accountant, devotee accountant, many years back, 5-10 years back. And if we wanted to get our thing done with him, if we wanted to talk to him, if we would go physically, we would see there are 5-10 people waiting. So we would say, we will make a call. So if the call comes, he will give us priority. He'll talk with us and our job will be getting done. But it's foolishness. If 5 people are sitting, the call should be 6th in the line. We should tell him, wait, 5 people are there in front of me. I will discuss with them what are things that we sorted out, we'll sort out with them. Just because a call has come in, actually what we'll do, we'll go and see if there is a big line, we'll come back to another office, make a call on intercom. So this is a cost. And you say, Prabhuji, humara ye kaam karo. Haan, ho jaye, ho jaye. So that was a great cheating. So similarly, we also get cheated. So many people are around waiting for you and just somebody is talking from the next room on the intercom, we give him priority. So this way the Maya cheats us. This is a very small example which we would do in even in staying over here if we had something urgent to be done. Rather than, because if we go and meet him, there is a line of 5. So better make a call. We get the first preference. So in this Maya, we think, oh, I am dealing with the people worldwide. Is it required? It's required, yes. People, devotees worldwide may require to be in touch with you. But there are so many people around you whom we don't have relationship, whom we don't have time to talk to. So this way, Maya may also disturb us in spiritual life. So tamso ma jyotirgamaya. To give up ignorance or give up darkness. What is darkness? A darkness of the soul and go to light. And asatorma satagamaya. Give up from the temporary asat or false and come to truth. So what does Vedic standards of truth mean? As Prabhupada said, absolute truth. Vedic standard of truth means which is true always. No temporary, yes, it's a truth that you are sitting in this hall. It's a truth that you are maybe man or woman or young or old or engineer or doctor or rich or poor or beautiful or not so beautiful. These things will be truth. But asato ma sat, these are also truths. I am engineer, I am doctor, I am man, I am woman, whatever it may be. But Vedic scriptures, they are not telling of this sat because it is very temporary true. For example, we may make a statement, I am an engineer. Or I am rich, or I am beautiful. Will this statement hold true for any amount of years, it can't. So then, according to absolute truth level, it is not truth. Only truth which never changes is considered as the absolute truth, which never ever changes. Any truth based on the body and its relationships and its expansions is going to be a temporary truth. We may be father, tomorrow we may be grandfather, or we may be child yesterday. So they are going to change. Even man, woman, they may change. They do some operations. Or even if you don't do at a time of death, all these designations are going to be over. We may be all these things. So these are temporary truths. Or I have so much money in my bank or everything. But with these scriptures, asatoma sadgamaya, they tell all these temporary truths also as false. They are also asat. All this, any truth which is not absolute or truth always in the past, in the future, is false from absolute point of view. And here they are telling this Vedic injunction that from such a false come to the absolute truth which never changes. And absolute truth is being the servant of the servant of the servant of Krishna. That can never change whether we want or whether you don't want. Like in this world, people are under illusion. So you may think, oh, they are not servant of Krishna. No, they are also servant of Krishna. But they are forced to be servant of Krishna. Like we have to follow the laws of government. Either we willingly follow and be a free citizen, or we don't willingly follow and be in the jail. And we are forced to follow. Here we are forced to follow. Like we may think non-devotees, they are just, or non-spiritualist, or they just, or agnostic. Huh? How come? They are also under religion. They are also completely under Krishna's control. Helplessly they are living their life, even though foolishly they may think that they are free to do anything. They are absolutely not free to do anything in their life. They are helplessly being carried on. So we see in this world, humans, they are like very much under illusion. And human beings are going deeper and deeper under illusion in this material world. Especially in Kali Yuga. Like last time I made a point, last class, that even in the present age of so-called advancement, so-called PhDs, BScs, people don't know how to even do some basics, eating, sleeping, mating, defending. Like I made a point last class, a month back, that only humans are so foolish that they would take into intoxicating habits. They will smoke or drink. But even monkeys and donkeys won't do it. Even any amount of advertisement, you tell them this is a good cigarette, they won't take into smoking habit. It's not possible. They won't drink. Only humans will do it. So this is the age of Kali, where humans don't know how to behave as per at least basic moral standards. Actually, humans, they have gone so low level. It may be, we may be very highly civilized. Like cheating is another aspect. Or duplicitous. Here, where it was mentioned, I think in the past verse only. Or in the next verse, somewhere over here. Yeah, no. In Bali Maharaj's case, I wanted to read this verse also. After this, what is the mercy of Supreme Lord? To have these things, but not to be proud of it. And, in another place, in this Bali Maharaj's verse, Lord is instructing, by offering even water, newly grown grass or flower buds at your lotus feet, those who maintain no mental duplicity can achieve the most exalted position within the material world. So see, again, two points are mentioned. To offer a flower or a grass or a leaf, but those who maintain no mental duplicity. So this word has been very nicely included by the Supreme Lord. So this mental duplicity is only, unfortunately, possible only for human beings. Like sometimes, I also like to travel not in cities but in villages and more than that, in very natural surroundings. And sometimes when we walk in the dark, sometimes people ask, are you not afraid of snakes and dogs? I said, yeah, the reality is there that snakes may come and bite. But actually, I'm not afraid of them. I'm afraid of human beings. Yeah, it's a reality. See, dog, if he's going to attack you, na, from 100 meters, he will start telling you, bow, 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 I'm going to attack you. He can't play jokes with you. Human being, He'll come very close to, oh, I'm your friend. And suddenly take out a knife. Huh? Can you see a dog from 100 meters? He'll come wagging his tail to you. I'm good to you. And when he comes close to you, boom, 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 suddenly. Dog can't behave that way. If he's going to be enemies to you, from far off he'll start barking. Be careful. But humans, they are expert in duplicitous. They will say, I'm very good to you. Or they'll, oh, my whole, this office is for you. And when the deal is done, when the business deal is executed, it is signed, then suddenly the things change. Then we don't pick up the phone calls of the client. Up till they say, yes, yes, this I'm for you. Please tell me any service. Order me. I will do everything. And when the deal is done, the initial payment comes and the things are stuck. Then what is disturbing always? This duplicity is only curse for human beings. Any snakes, they can't be like, they are very coolly sitting and then suddenly, no. Animals from the first hand, they will say either we are friend to you or we are not friend to you. But human beings, they are very expert in becoming duplicitous. And therefore, actually, they are more dangerous. So therefore, we see this human life is a very very dangerous life. We have the advantages, but also we have the equal amount of disadvantages. And we see even by these attachments, I was going to make this story, but as the time is less, we have heard this attachment to the Symantec jewel. We heard the story of Satrajit, who got attached and was staying in Dwarka with Lord Krishna. A person was staying in Dwarka city along with Lord Krishna, and then just because he got attached to a Symantec jewel and with the amount of gold, that jewel was having power to produce some 20 or 40 kilos of gold per day, or maybe more than that. That itself is mind boggling. 20, 40 or something. 100. Nand Gopal Guru remembers. 100 kilos of gold per day. It's not an easy thing. Just think, no one, we can defeat whatever the biggest group of business in this India within few weeks. We can overtake them. And it's not some value which has been just increased, share value which can drop down any time. The solid gold is always valuable. That is mentioned. Jewels that doesn't lose their value. So that he got attached. And because of that, he started offending Krishna. Although it was supposed that jewel should have been handed to Krishna or Ugrasen Maharaj, he kept with him. And his whole, not only offending, he started criticizing Krishna when his brother was killed by the tiger and like that. So this attachment takes us away from the spiritual life. Any type of attachment. And in Bhurat Bhagavatamrut, I was discussing last week, Narad Muni was told by Hanumanji that you go and meet Pandavas. They are very exalted devotees. They are much better than me. Narad Muni glorified Hanumanji. And oh Hanuman, you have done so many types of service to Krishna. Or means Lord Ram. You have been his messenger, his carrier, his way, like Vahan, his tail, not his tail, his umbrella, his chhatra. So many services Lord Ram has, Hanumanji has done to Lord Ram. Hanumanji says, that's good. That's good. But just look at what Krishna has done for the Pandavas. Pandavas are so dear to Krishna that Krishna became their messenger. Krishna became their servant. You know what did Krishna do in this yajna which Pandavas have organized? See, different people were getting different departments. And actually to give departments as per the attitude or tendency is coming from that time. Like Bhima, he was given the department of kitchen. That means otherwise if somebody who is not interested in food, if he is given the department of kitchen, then all people will be fasting. So Bhima, who has got good taste and good appetite, he was given that department. Duryodhana was given the department of receiving gifts and giving gifts, both charity. Krishna, what department he took? Yes, he took the department of welcoming the guest and washing their feet. So here we see the Supreme Lord Krishna, like modern day just washing the feet ceremoniously for photographs. And then photographs are over, it has come in the Times of India, then okay, you don't know. Krishna did that service of cleaning the feet of the, all the guests throughout the ceremony. So here Hanuman is saying, yes, I might have done exclusive service for my Lord Ram, but here you see the Lord is doing, he also mentions, actually Bhagavatam mentions, Lord Krishna once became night watchman also. Means during the war or any time when the Pandavas were taking some camping out, Krishna would stand throughout the night in the camp with sword in his hand, keeping a guard for the, and Pandavas were taking rest inside. So Hanuman is saying, yes, I did service to Supreme Lord, but here you see all various types of service are done by the Lord to the Pandavas. And why would the Lord do such service? He doesn't need to do, it's only exclusive love. So Hanuman ji says, therefore Pandavas are much better because Lord loves them so much. And then he says, Narad Muni, let's go and meet Pandavas. Let's go, come on, go, go. Not let's go, he says, you go ahead. But before Narad Muni goes to meet Pandavas, he gives Narad Muni a very important warning. Whatever that verse came to my mind, I wrote it down. It may not be full and exactly correct verse. But it's there in Brihad Bhagavatamrut. Narad Muni is warned by Hanuman ji that if you are going to meet Pandavas, be careful of this following fact. What is the fact? He says, Brihad Vadharayan Asman Garyastha Dharma Acharina. Hanuman ji and Narad Muni both are one of the exalted brahmacharis, renounced from childhood. So Narad Muni is being told by Hanuman ji that you may think that both of us are very strict brahmacharis, and Pandavas are households. They are only, not only householders, but they have so much wealth, family, kingdom, opulences. So you may mistake them, thinking that they are not so advanced. So be careful. Don't be in this consciousness that we are brahmacharis or I am brahmachari and going to meet Pandavas who are into this material world, who are like sunk into this material world. If you maintain such a attitude to Pandavas, then you are going to Hastinapur will be a futile attempt. He says that Yudhishthir Maharaj is just maintaining all the opulences only for the service of Krishna. And in devotional life, this strict check has to be there. Sometimes we say that, oh, Prabhuji, I have everything for Krishna's service. But then reality may be different. I will end with this nice story or nice anecdote with Baldev Prabhu gave. We may get many things for Krishna's service. Actually, our intention may be to get it for Krishna's service. But then Maya may trick us to get attached to it. So Baldev Prabhu, he told, like, suppose a man is there and he has a wife. And the man may think, oh, wife has to work very hard. Baldev Prabhu spoke this point only 3-4 months back. I'm just repeating it. So wife is working very hard. So let me get a maid servant for her to help her out in household jobs. And suppose they go and get a maid servant. But after a few months, if the man becomes more attached to maid servant, then his situation is very difficult. He got the maid servant to help the wife, but no, he has become attached to maid servant instead of wife. Similarly, we may get many things of this material world to serve Krishna, but then if we become attached to those items and forget the service of Krishna, it may be very difficult situation, and it can happen with any one of us. So here both the verses we see Maharaj Ambarish, before copying Maharaj Ambarish of possessing such things, we should also copy his unattachment or disattachment. And how to check that in our life? For few days, if we give up some items, few days, just like internet, give up for 7 days. Just decide, plan all your emails and something and don't use for 7 days. And you know it's not required, but like so many times it happens, we just keep on checking. Some mail might have come. Some mail might have come 3 times a day, even though nothing is expected. So that is attachment. Now we have to, we forget chanting Krishna and we are doing all these other activities. So we are very careful, and we see exalted Maharaj Ambarish. He possessed all these things, but he never possessed the attachment. In the future, we will read further of his glories. Hare Krishna. Hare. It's already quite late, so we'll end. Srila Prabhupada ki. Granthraj Srimad Bhagavatam ki. Hare Krishna.